There are some truths too painful to bear, yet too dangerous to ignore. In Gaza, children are being killed, by bombs, by siege, by a world that has decided their lives are expendable. Behind the numbers are tiny bodies, lifeless in rubble. They are dreams shattered before they began, futures erased with the press of a button. These children are not soldiers. They carried schoolbooks, not rifles. Their only crime was being born in a place where war is a constant, and where even childhood is seen as a threat. And yet, they die by the hundreds with hospitals overwhelmed, schools flattened, and their homes turned into graves. Their parents dig through the ruins with bare hands, searching for a body to bury something, anything, to hold on to in their grief. But amid this horror, there is another kind of tragedy, which is a big silence from the most powerful voices in the world. Chief among them is the United States of America. As Gaza burns, the U.S. continues to arm, defend, and shield Israel at global forums. It vetoes resolutions for ceasefires. It downplays war crimes. It offers not just weapons but political cover. And with each uncritical statement of support, more small graves are dug. This is not neutrality. This is complicity. The children of Gaza are dying under bombs made in America, fired with impunity by an ally emboldened by silence. The so-called unshakable support for Israel has come to mean unshakable disregard for Palestinian lives. Human rights are not divisible. You do not get to mourn one child and ignore another because of the flag they died under. And now, the shadow of a broader war is no longer looming. It has begun. With Israeli strikes already hitting Iran, what was once framed as preemptive defense now risks spiraling into a regional conflict far beyond Gaza's borders. The U.S. administration warns against escalation, even as it greenlights the conditions for it. The world sees this contradiction, and so do the grieving families of Gaza. They understand that the line between indifference and endorsement is thin, and America has crossed it long since. What is the value of diplomacy, of human rights, of law, when the most vulnerable can be massacred, and the world's superpower defends the machinery that kills them? This is not about denying Israel's right to exist or to defend itself. This is about denying any state the right to kill children and call it security. This is about recognizing that U.S. policy is not abstract, it has blood on it. Every weapon shipment, every veto at the UN, every statement that calls a massacre regrettable instead of unacceptable, sends a message that some lives matter more than others. And yet, the world still watches.